Good morning, Dan and Amy, and we're going to talk to State Representative Jeannie Ives momentarily, but I think Nicole from Bourbonnais wants to do her best. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor Animal House routine? Nicole, you're on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Hey, Dan and Amy. Thanks for taking this call. I just wanted to ask, why are we talking like this is over? Why aren't we talking about a write-in campaign? Jeannie Ives was on her way into that office if we just would have had a little bit more time. I just feel like we shouldn't be giving up. There's still a lot of fire in us, and there's still enough of us left that say no matter what, we do not want Rauner back. No matter what. Jeannie is what we need. Why aren't we talking about a write-in campaign? Why don't we have a coach on the field saying this is our last play? Put everything here.
All right. Thanks for the call, Nicole.
I like the sports analogy. Yeah, who's the coach, huh? Head coach, assistant coach?
Write-in campaigns. No, that's not going to happen. I don't believe.
I wrote you in yesterday for Cook County Board President. And, hope you don't mind. I spelled your name correctly.
And then I conceded the race shortly after that. All right. There's still a lot of fight in a lot of conservatives and less so in some others that are engaged with their real estate agents at present. For more on the election and her immediate reflections just a few hours from the finish, we're pleased to be joined by State Representative Jeannie Ives. Jeannie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Happy to be on your show again, Dan.
So how do you reflect on your narrow defeat?
Well, we're proud. We're very proud of the campaign that we ran. I tell you what, nobody thought we'd get on the ballot. Nobody thought that we would be able to cobble together enough of good folks around the state to really get some action going. And really, nobody thought that we'd ever have the money to really compete with this guy one-on-one. And, you know, I'm so proud of the people that got behind this campaign and worked for me across the state. We ran with enthusiasm. And we ran on the policies that Rauner put into place and the betrayals that he made. And we ran on our agenda, too. We ran on our policies. It just, you know, when you're saturated with millions of dollars of lies, it's really hard to overcome that.
Well, just to put a fine point on that, because Illinois Campaign for Political Reform did some back-of-the-envelope math. Bruce Rauner, $215 per vote. Jeannie Ives, $12 per vote. So, you know, it's one thing to get outspent, and you can be outspent and win. Happens all the time. It's another thing to get outspent, you know, 10, 15, 20 to 1. That's difficult to deal with, particularly when you start out as, you know, relatively unknown because you were just one of 118 state legislators.
Well, I know. But so as far as, you know, look how far we came. 44 points down at the beginning of January. In 2.5 months, we lose about less than 4 points.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing what this group was able to put together and take on this guy who had $100 million of name ID, like you've said before. I mean, it's so I think the grassroots is waking up. This is not the end. We just fell a little bit short. But I'll tell you what. I have no doubt that we were able to affect at least his vote on or his veto of the gun dealer licensing bill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he knows that he's going to be held accountable and we can hold Republicans accountable. We just have to have enough time to do so.
So yesterday, Governor Rauner did not give you a phone call before he went up and took to the lectern and gave his victory speech because there were some problems in the, you know, the ballot boxes in DuPage County. And that, you know, you fared very well in DuPage County. So what do you want to say to Governor Rauner this morning?
Governor Rauner can, you know, talk to himself in the mirror and look at himself and decide whether or not he's proud of what he's done all around, from his governorship to the way that he ran this campaign. I really don't care to say anything to the governor at this point, quite frankly.
Are you going to vote for him come November?
I have said that I will vote for him.
You've still got 8 months on your term as a state legislator. I know this is kind of still fog of war stuff, and you've just been through, you've just run the gauntlet over the last 4 or 5 months. But, you know, there's a lot of people who called in, texted in, tweeted in this morning that wants you to stay involved, wants you to consider a run for another office. You just heard from Nicole. and Bourbonnais who say wants you to do a write-in at the general. But any thoughts on, because I think people are interested in what's next for you because they were inspired by your candidacy like they haven't been in a long time in Illinois for a statewide candidate. Any thoughts on what's next after you serve out your term?
Well, I've never looked at what's next, reaching for another political office. That's not why I ran in the first place. I just ran to defend taxpayers, just knew that somebody had to have the courage to speak up against the political ruling class and that I really didn't care what they thought of me. I was just going to do the right thing. And so I've never looked to the next office. Nothing has ever been a stepping stone for me from Wheaton City Council to state rep, never. So I don't know. I haven't thought about this at all. But I'll tell you what, I'll continue to connect with conservatives around the state and explain to them exactly what's going on and help whoever I can who actually aligns with my principles to fight the fight and go forward. But you know, I don't have any grandiose plans at this time. I think I need to really just clean my house, quite frankly.
Yeah.
take
a time off, get a massage, clean your house. Yeah, that all sounds good. Pat Brady last night was on WGN-TV and ripped on Dan Proft and John Tillman a bunch of times, but basically said, told conservatives, we don't need you, and go away. Do you think Governor Rauner needs, obviously, conservatives or some conservatives behind him to even, you know, scratch at the door of J.B. Pritzker?
Well, I mean, sure, he's earned his run in November already. And we said that on the campaign trail. It's not like I was lying to anybody. He's unelectable in 2018. And my husband's not going to vote for him. Mm-hmm. There's no way. He cannot be elected.
Well, is there
and
anything...
these guys have destroyed the Republican mm-hmm. Party brand, quite frankly.
Is there anything he could do if he, you know, took back taxpayer-funded abortions, made Illinois not a sanctuary state? Is anything he could do to get you guys back?
Well, that's the problem. When he signed that legislation, it became permanent. He's got to win that reform and that repeal bill in the House and in the Senate. And nobody's going to do his bidding. He's a lame duck governor at this point.
Well, and plus, you know, now you're going to, you know, do my bidding because you need me until you don't need me. Then you're going to do somebody else's bidding. That's the whole game we're in. Well, even if he
right.
did what I wanted him to do on this or that, I wouldn't trust it anyway, because the next group that comes along that he needs more than me, he's going to do the other thing. That's what happens when you have no integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, isn't that it?
Right. And I mean, for Illinoisans, the state's a disaster. It's a financial basket case. Bankruptcies in the future. There will be pension plans that will go insolvent. And your school boards are still going to ask for more and more money and just steal your home equity from you. Nothing's changed in the state of Illinois. Worst of the worst. Still not able to take care of those who are truly in need. It's just a disgusting mess. So we have a math problem in the state of Illinois. And, you know, it's not Republican or Democrat, by the way. These policies affect everybody.
Yep.
So if you really do want to stay in the state, you better watch who you're voting for and hold them accountable.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday in your concession speech, too, about the 20,000-plus families on the PUNS list. These are families with a developmentally disabled family member not getting the services the state promises to provide, and that's obviously been a bipartisan failure. And for all the people that run around virtue signaling and telling us how compassionate they are, whether they're cultural Marxists of the left or whether they're enemies inside the perimeter like Pat Brady and the other sentimental barbarians, they've been in charge and they failed families. That's the human cost of terrible public policy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can go run around to all their nonprofit events and think that they're doing a bunch of good, and then they go down to Springfield and they vote number one for pensioners and, you know, lastly for those who are truly in need, like the developmentally disabled, you know, like my nephew. So it's just pathetic. Connect the dots, people in Illinois, please.
Yeah, well, about half the Republican Party has shown no ability to do so. But speaking of which, where's the rest of that half of the Republican Party? 820,000 ballots cast in the Republican primary in 2014, 680,000 last night. The incredible shrinking party and the incredible shrinking state.
Well, maybe those are the 100,000 people. Maybe they were all Republicans that moved out of the state of Illinois since 2014.
That's possible.
Yeah, well,
possible?
Probably a lot of them, although it turns out a lot of those champagne socialists like their money, too.
So are you going to clean your house today, or are you going to get a massage, Jeannie?
You know what? We let the kids sleep in, so I got to get two of them off to school now. And, I'm way behind on the parental duties, quite frankly.
But yeah, you did you ran a wonderful campaign. And I know the numbers weren't there, but I felt like you won last night because your concession speech felt more like a victory speech to me. And then I watched Governor Rahner, and half the room was empty. There was no energy. Like, your room was alive. You could just tell. I mean, it came through on the television set. And his was just, he just looked nervous and uncomfortable in his own skin.
We had a great party last night, a great party. Everybody was enthusiastic. Everybody was expecting victory. But even in defeat, people were just thrilled. They were cheering. They were happy with the result because they could stand behind a campaign that really went with on integrity and on policy issues and was just honest with folks from day one and, you know, just came from the grassroots, just said, we want change in the state. And so we'll try again. I make no doubt about it. The grassroots is not dead in the state of Illinois. We'll you know, cobble together another set of insurgent campaigners and take these people on.
All right. She is State Representative Jeannie Ives, still a state representative.
Yes.
Jeannie, thanks so much for joining us. Get some sleep.
Thank you.
And she joined us on our turnkey.pro answer line.